Brad Barnes, Brad Thompson, Chris Ranji, Randy Carricker, The Fast Lane on 101 ESPN, and Take It or Leave It. Coming up in a moment, you can send in your text to the Hot Shots text line, 65780. It is 507. Your time check brought to you by Clarkson Jewelers, an officially licensed Rolex jeweler. Before we get to Teoli, police in Liberty, Missouri, were trying to hunt down a man wanted for possession of a controlled substance, but their man took a weird turn. While chasing the suspect into a wooded area, he somehow got away and found a hiding spot. But that didn't last long. While hiding, the suspect accidentally farted, and his trouser cough led police to his location.
I've never heard that term.
Me either, trouser cough, first time ever.
On Twitter, the City of Liberty posted, "The Liberty Police Department was surprised to see the incident slip out, which stinks for the arrestee."
Dude, nervous farts are real.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did they really write that? That's really what they said. It slipped out, which stinks for the arrestee.
That's what they said.
Oh, good job, Liberty City Police.
Last night at Progressive Field at the All-Star Game, the scoreboard operators listed outfielder David Dahl of the Rockies as Davis Dahl. They listed Cody Bellinger and Ketel Marte as playing for the Braves and used the wrong photo for Mets outfielder Jeff McNeil, showing a picture of his teammate Jacob DeGrom instead. Take it or leave it, though, the Bellinger and Marte pictures were just a hint that the Braves are going to get those guys and roll.
I'm going to leave that.
I'll leave it too.
I mean, that would do it, though. I'd put you over the edge.
Yeah.
Take it or leave it, Meat was running the scoreboard.
I'll take it.
I'm going to take it
Come on, man.
Those are some big screw-ups. McNeil talked about it. He was asked about it. He was kind of pissed off, and rightfully so. I mean, that's a big-time event. You get to make the All-Star game, and you're excited. Your family's excited, and it's a picture of Jacob DeGrom while you're up there.
It's terrible.
That sucks. That's awful.
Said it did motivate him to come back to the All-Star game next year, though.
That's nice. Maybe they'll get his name or picture right the next time. That'd be really nice. Yeah, not a great job. All right, so we had Hall of Famer on, Lee Smith, about a half hour ago, and he was fantastic. Lee famously took a hot minute to get to the mound from the bullpen. I mean, it took a little while. Take it or leave it, Meat can run a lap before Lee Smith would go from the bullpen to the mound.
Leave it. A lap around what?
Yeah, I'm going to go a quarter mile.
Oh, no.
Come on.
I'm going to take it.
I think I'm going to take it, too. If Meat's motivated, if there's something at the end of the line, if there's a carrot, certainly not a carrot, but like a burger in front of him or something.
Buffalo Wild Wing?
Yeah. I think that would do it.
Yep.
Something like that. I got you, Meat, in this race.
What? It's like a 2.5 minute lap, right? About 10 minute mile.
Yeah.
We're good.
Okay.
We're good.
I wish you the
can
best
you do
of
a 10 minute mile?
I think so.
I bet you can. So the proper motivation, I believe that anybody can run at any rate.
Well, okay. How about this? Would you run faster if your life was in danger or if there was food at the end of the line?
What's the food? That's a big...
Whatever you want.
If we're talking about a huge steak or something, I'm probably going with the steak.
I say steak.
What about Buffalo Wild Wings?
Oh, Buffalo Wild Wings for sure.
Yeah.
All-American cheeseburger?
Yep. Okay.
Only with two patties, though.
So, last night, Randy referenced the All-Star game. In the middle of the game, we had a replay. That's right. They went to the headsets to take a look at a play. I forgot what the play was. It doesn't matter anymore. Take it or leave it, though. If Major League Baseball insists on replay in a game that doesn't count, we should also get to hear the umpire's conversation with whoever's on the other end.
I'll take that.
Yeah, I'll take it, too.
I want to hear the whole thing. I want to hear what they're talking about. In fact, I think that would be the most interesting thing if they did it in the regular season. Let's hear what the review center is saying.
Yeah. Agreed.
Big Sis, what do you got for us?
Take it or leave it. Pete Alonso will hit less than 15 home runs in the second half.
I'm going to leave it.
I'm going to leave that too.
He's got 30 right now. I don't see them figuring him out that well.
I'm going to take it.
Take it or leave it. The Cardinals are penny wise, but dollar stupid.
I don't know. Pennywise, good punk band, scary clown.
I'll take that.
I'm going to leave it.
Take it or leave it. I'm still not sure what it means.
Take it.
They are smart in smaller, getting the smaller contracts, but the big contracts are not so great.
Yeah.
Should be better than 44-44 with the sixth highest payroll in baseball.
Take it or leave it. Hunter Renfroe can turn this Cardinals season around.
Leave it.
How?
I'm guessing they mean by being traded here or something. But
okay.
No, I mean, not currently where he's at. He probably is not going to be able to help the Cardinals a ton being on the Padres.
Yeah, I'll leave it then.
Take it or leave it. If the greatest show on turf wins two or more Super Bowls, the Rams are still here.
Leave it.
Yeah, I'll leave that.
Nope. They were gone from Jump Street.
Yep.
You bet they were.
And take it or leave it, the Brewers will make a meaningful move or two and win the division again.
Leave it.
I'm leaving that as well. Not that they won't make a meaningful move. I think they'll at least try to make a meaningful move, but I don't think they win the division.
Thanks, Big Sis.
Thank you.
And thanks for your text to the Hot Shots text line, 65780. Up next, we'll head back to the Diamond and talk about the Cardinals in the second half with MLB Network's Casey Stern. He's next on 101 ESPN. Baseball is back tomorrow night. Houston and Texas will play down in Arlington. And then the Cardinals are back in action on Friday night at the ballpark against the Arizona Diamondbacks, opening a three-game weekend series. It's the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. Brad Thompson, Chris Ronji, Randy Carricker, and we head now to the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line. And Casey Stern, our friend from TNT and Sirius XM Radio, joins us. Casey, always good to talk to you. How are you, sir?
You as well, guys. Happy second half of the baseball season. How are you?
Doing well. Look, it looked like the All-Star festivities were awesome. It looked like Cleveland showed out. How was the atmosphere over there?
It was a lot of fun. I think the smaller cities actually do a better job because you get more of kind of a community feel. It was really good because as somebody who's covered the Cavs in the finals a bunch of times and the Indians in the playoffs, it's the first time I ever remember nice weather. So it was nice actually seeing people outdoors and walking around. It was a good atmosphere. I think the Home Run Derby helped. What happened with Vlad Jr. and Jock Peterson and Pete Alonso and all the young stars being there. The fact that the league did a good job, even though it was late, it was better late than never with CeCe being involved. Brantley getting a nice ovation as he returns. I thought there were a lot of nice parts about it. And look, even though the conversation ends up about baseballs and all this other stuff going on in the game, I thought from a standpoint of from a baseball side of it, from the Home Run Derby through the game, even going back to the Futures game, is a really good weekend of baseball, I think, for the league.
I know. So if you're there, you're not really getting a chance to pay attention to the broadcast. But my favorite thing about the game now is players being mic'd up in the middle of the action. And you've got the Freddie Freeman at bat where he's, talking about facing Justin Verlander. And you've got guys in the outfield who got Yelich mic'd up and whatnot. How do you feel about Major League Baseball trying to make it more interactive during the game?
I think it's great. I think, look, for the All-Star game, it's great. I mean, I always kind of cringe for some of these, you know, the hockey coaches at the bench having a conversation with Pierre Maguire when they're trying to figure out what's going on, or a manager in between innings in a World Series. And I know we do it on Turner. I know they do it on Fox as well. Yeah, that's always kind of hard for me. I think these are the kind of times that we need to really push that. But I think we need to realize that if we're going to sit there and complain, well, this isn't the way it is and this isn't the way baseball is supposed to be, we should realize there's no more number two pencils to etch in your All-Star votes. And now you've got people, you know, ordering sushi in one hand while FaceTiming their cousin in the other, watching the game in the stands. That's not exactly us sitting there. I remember going back to the yellow Sony Walkman to try and, like, stand in the right place so you can hear your radio station, so you can hear the call. Not the same thing. So I think we need to kind of get with the times a bit. This league was playing Atari for a long period of time when everybody else was going to virtual reality. So I think it's baby steps. They're not there yet, clearly. But I would agree with the commissioner when he said to me yesterday when I chatted with him before the game that he thinks the last calendar year they've made the biggest.
Oh. You think we lost?
I think the cell phone monster got him.
Oh, no.
It's bent.
Oh, there it is.
Casey, we lost you at the biggest. And then it was like the deepest tease ever.
Yeah, the commissioner said that in the last year the baseball has made the biggest.
He said it's going to be the biggest trade. No. here's the trade. No, he said yesterday when we were talking, I thought, because I've been really.
It's happening again. Yep, cell phone monster. He's being eaten.
Going to happen now and then. Yeah. Big Sis is going to take care of that. So the biggest.
I just hope he dials
what
back
do you think it
right
is?
Number.
What do you think it's the biggest?
Well, this is a,
this advancement.
Is a, maybe. Scoreboard blunder that they've ever seen in an All-Star game.
Casey had a picture of that.
Yeah, he did.
Davis Stahl.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah.
That's pretty bad overall. I don't know. I am interested when we do get him back, and surely we will.
Don't call him Shirley.
No. I'm not going to call him Shirley. Moving past the All-Star break. Dude, this is July. There's a trade deadline. This trade deadline is coming up hot.
Mm-hmm.
3 weeks from today.
What are we going to do? What are we doing here?
That is an outstanding question.
Yeah, Casey might know the answer to that.
Well, we're going to find out from him. We don't know. He might.
I'd like to know from an outsider's viewpoint. It's not like we don't see the forest for the trees, but I would just like to know how much he thinks the Cardinals can. We'll do it this way. Can the Cardinals fix themselves at the trade deadline so that they're legitimate?
Yeah, well, I think that you don't have to be close to the project to realize that you can't just go outside the organization and fix things. Within the organization has to get better too.
Yes, it does.
Like the guys that you have here have to be able to perform more. But and we will hear from Casey soon about it. But I would think that there still have to be some move. Casey, we got you back. You there?
Yes, sorry about that.
Nice.
Rob told me, he texted me, they cut the plug. They I wasn't supposed to tell you about that.
Oh, yeah.
Big announcement.
No, that's it. I want to hear
now.
About this big
it's
announcement.
No, it wasn't. We were talking about the fact that I've been very hard on the league for not doing a good enough job pushing personality and marketing individuals. And I think, you know, I always say this, Allen Iverson changed the NBA forever. If he was a baseball player, he never would have existed. Like, we would have never allowed that in this sport. So the fact that we sit there and, you know, we were talking about it, and he said, look, I think we've done a better job in the past year than we ever have in any calendar year in the past. And I would agree with that. It doesn't mean that they're there, but I think that things like you talked about with the way that they mic'd up Freddie Freeman, the fact that who cares if Vlad Guerrero Jr. has 8 homers, put the guys that people want to see in there, and they probably could have done an even better job with that. Trout over the weekend, his own shoe. That's a big deal because these players have not been able, not like they really need it, because I know the kind of money they make in this game, but it is another way for them to brand themselves and sponsors and all those sorts of things, which we know the NBA does a great job with. So I think they're doing
better.
Oh, you know, it'd be great if he's pranking us right now. He's not.
So,
well,
I think we lost him.
I don't know.
All right. That's like
a shame.
Casey.
I hope he's okay.
We'll get him back at a future date. Okay?
All right. Fine.
So we like him.
Should we make up a trade then or something?
No, I'm just... You know what we'll do is we're pretty close to our break anyway, and we're going to visit with a really funny guy coming up.
Who? Oh, Ralphie May.
No. He's a tough get these days.
Yeah, I believe he's deceased.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. We played this one a while ago.
Natural causes, if you want to call it that. Yeah,
there we go. So what we'll do is we'll see if Jim Brewer
come on, man.
Has a line. Jim Brewer is going to be in town at the pageant on July 17th. He's a huge baseball fan, and
I think he's lost weight, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, he apparently eats Funyuns, so you can sit back and relax and grab some Funyuns, man, because we're flashing back to the 1990s when Jim Brewer joins us next on 101 ESPN. Yeah. Welcome back to the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN in St. Louis with Cardinal World Series champ Brad Thompson and Chris Ronji. I'm Randy Carricker. Jim Brewer is going to be in town performing his stand-up comedy routine at the pageant on July 17th. He's also going to be at the Cardinal game that day, and Jim joins us now on the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line on 101 ESPN. Jim Brewer, of course, a big Mets fan, and first of all, it's good to have you with us. How you doing the day after the All-Star break? Have you had a chance to decompress a little bit?
I feel good. I'm proud of my Pete Alonso. I'm excited for Jeff McNeil, and I love my DeGrom. Outside of that, I have zero to look forward to as a Mets fan. Zero.
Does it make
you? We have a general manager who gets Robinson Cano, who's batting one, and he bats from third every game. Every game. McNeil on base. Alonso double. McNeil.
Here comes Cano, double play, end of the inning. Another error, 0 for 7, 400. Yeah, but he was great 40 years ago. Analytics say he was amazing. I want to throw my phone right now. All right, I'm better.
Okay. It should make you feel a little bit better, though, speaking of throwing stuff, because Brody Van Wagenen apparently is throwing chairs in meetings. That means things are going to change
right.
in the second half.
Well, they can change all they want. He can throw all he wants. He's the dummy that assembled it all. How do you not see a Pete Alonso and a Jeff McNeil, who may be the next Pete Rose, coming up the turnpike? You have these guys coming up there. You know what? Let's put everyone out of position so we can get a guy that's 40, got suspended on PEDs, and can't hit a beach ball without the PEDs, and we'll play him at second instead of McNeil. And bat him third every day. And, you know, I used to represent him. Oh, I still do. What kind of organization do the Wilpons run? It's why can't we be a Cardinals organization? Why can't we take a La Russa or something? You have the Cardinals, the Yankees, the Braves. What else is a great organization? The Dodgers. Those are your – now Chicago – those are your greatest baseball organizations, hands down, from the beginning of time. And they just outclass everybody. Everybody. I wish the world can consistently learn from them.
So, Jim, are you at the point now where if they just start trading dudes that you're going to be fine with that, or does that make you angrier?
No. You have to build around. The Mets have an incredible core team. They have Dominic Smith, who's now out of position. You have Jeff McNeil, who's been batting .350 since he's shown up last year. You have Pete Alonso, who's clearly your Goldschmidt. He's a monster. He's not just a home run hitter. He's a hitter. He's
at least he used to
player.
Be.
Yeah, our Goldschmidt's not so hot this year, but the idea of it is nice.
Yeah, he's not as good this year, but you have J.D. Davis. That core right there, and DeGrom and Syndergaard, I'm not a general manager, but I think I have a tremendous team to build around right there. Right there. How much is Zanke cost? Granky, get him. Get Granky. $50 billion, get him. I lost my mind 2 years ago. I would have loved to. Two simple moves. The Mets didn't have a third baseman, and they need another pitcher. You had Moustakas, and you had Arrieta just floating in the wind. No one wanted them. How do you not want Moustakas? The guy's a clutch hitter, big average guy. You got a solid third baseman. Those two moves would have really put the Mets in a great position leading up to now. But, you know, what the Mets do is they go to yard sales.
What do you got here? What are you throwing out?
Oh, we got a 36-year-old. The only problem is he was suspended for...
We'll take him. What do you got over here?
Jim Brewer.
He's a closer, but he's run by the Mexican cartel. He's up in... I'll take him.
What else you got?
That's what the... I got $3. I'll give you $1.50. That's what the Mets organization. It's tragic. It's tragic.
Jim Brewer is going to be in town on July 17th at the Pageant. Tickets available at the Pageant. And, Jim, when people go to your website, they can see your videos, and one of them there is Mets therapy. You can get a lot of laughs out of sports angst, can't you? The Blues just won the Stanley Cup for the first time. People used to love the fact that I would talk about the Blues jinx of 50 years, and people actually enjoy the angst of a sports fan.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. And you know what? Some sports fans are psychotic. There's really something wrong with them. It's the that or a band. People root for their team because their life, there's something going on in life that's just missing. So the more
the worse their life is, the more passionate and reckless their thoughts and what they say. But people like, yeah, you pointed out, I try to stay positive, and I also don't get emotionally attached every year. Every year I get emotional. I'm like, this is bad. We're 10-4. We're going to go. I don't know why I fall for it every year. Every single year. Oh, we look really good. I mean, this might be it, man. I mean, you look at the Phillies, man. It's every year. It's like being in love with an alcoholic. And everyone tells you, listen, I saw your friend. He was passed out. No, he got help. He's going to be better this year. You sure? Yep, 100%. In July, he's passed out in the bushes. There's people videotaping. And you're going, no, he's just napping. No, he's not. He's just drunk. He's passed out. He's a mess. His pants are off. Get a hold of him. That's the Mets.
Yeah, but that's what makes your fandom so special and others like you. I wonder this, and be honest, did you ever have a dark moment? Did you ever, you didn't have to tell anybody, maybe it was just a thought that you had to yourself. Mm-hmm. I say, man, maybe I could root for the Yankees. Maybe I could do that.
Oh. Yes, 100%. And I'll tell you when. I'll tell you when. September 11th, I prayed to God with all my power. To God, I feel so bad. The world needs this. The New York needs it. I'm going to put away all my feelings, and I'm going to root for the Yankees because it's in God's will. It's in life's will. It's in the country's will. And this is when I just knew there's a demon in me, because the minute the Yankees, that ball was hit in the Arizona Diamondbacks, the winning run came in, the first thing I did was go, that's because you saw! And I could not believe the horror and the vengeance and the happiness that came out of me. I just realized there was seriously something wrong with me as a Mets fan.
That was a good time to root for him, though, at least in the moment. Thank goodness there wasn't Twitter around back in the day. You might have tweeted that out, too, and it would have got to people.
Now, what do you guys do for a move? Where are you at? You're behind the Cubs. If the Cubs aren't that much further ahead of you, what's your move?
The Cubs, I think anybody objective, Jim, realizes now, it's been 4 years, and the Cubs are just better than the Cardinals right now. The only move Cardinal fans have to play right now is 11 World Championships. That's it.
Well, what are you lacking to catch up to the Cubs?
Paul Goldschmidt is one of them. Dude has not been close to being the guy that he needs to. Yep, they need a presence in the middle. And I think that most of us on this show agree they need another starting pitcher.
I think they need Zach Wheeler.
Oh, or you know what? Noah Syndergaard. We can get down on that.
Listen, that was going nowhere. That's just horse nonsense talk. What do you want for Wheeler? I'll send Wheeler to the moon if you want him.
we'll send you back some prospects that probably won't end up in the Futures game.
Let me explain something to you about Wheeler, all right? I'm going to give St. Louis a warning. Here's Wheeler. He'll pitch one game and you'll go, oh, my God, he's bringing us to a series. He pitched 7 innings, struck out 10, gave up 4 hits. The next game, he gives up 9 runs in the first inning. Then he goes on a streak of just giving up 4 runs. Then he goes lights out. He's the most unpredictable. He's not consistent. I'd be very – if you need an extra starter, he's not going to be he's a good number 4 or 5 starter. If you're thinking about putting him in a hole where he's going to save your day, you're going to be – highly Goldschmidted disappointed.
Jim, I have to be honest with you. It sounds like he fits right in here, so.
Send him over.
Slide him right in.
How about we get Molina? You know, you're done with him.
No,
send us Molina. We'll give you
No.
Come on, he's done over there. Send us Molina. You get our catcher. You can take Ramos. He's a great guy. He's doing good.
Look, I feel like you'd just really kidnap us on that deal, and I'm not doing it.
Oh, come on.
Not doing it.
As a Mets fan, Jim, could you accept Molina after all he's done to the Mets?
I love
I love Molina. I love great ball players, and I love Molina. There's a lot of guys out there. I'm just a fan. I like that Freeman on the Braves. God, I hate him and love him. I just love good ball players. I love baseball. So, yeah, Molina is one of my all-time favorites.
Comedian Jim Brewer with us. He will be at the pageant on July 17th. Tickets available at his website or the pageant website. More with Jim coming up on 101 ESPN. Comedian Jim Brewer is going to be in town at the pageant on the 17th. And, Jim, you mentioned that you love baseball, and you're going to be traveling, and you are traveling to a lot of different ballparks around America. How much of a kick is that for you?
It doesn't suck to be able to go, hey, why don't I book some gigs, and it just so happens there's ball games going on. So I know, I'm pretty sure you're playing the Brewers when I show up. I could be wrong.
I think it's the Pirates.
I'm sorry, the Pirates.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I purposely picked that because I thought, your Pirates aren't going to beat you. It'd be nice to go to St. Louis, see the St. Louis beat up on the Pirates. I'm seeing the Mets and the Giants in San Fran. Who are the Brewers playing this Saturday? I'm going to see the Brewers game this Saturday. I think they're playing the Giants. So, yeah, it's my way escaping the house. Bringing the laughter to the masses. I love the new stuff I'm talking about. And I get to enjoy America's pastime, which I still believe is the greatest sport ever, baseball.
When you're at a ballpark, just a random ballpark, do people come up to you? Do they talk to you about the Mets?
Yeah, I get a lot of finger pointing. And they go like this, how's your Mets? Shut up, dummy, sit down. Or I'll get a beer sent to me. Like, who sent this to me? The guy feels bad for you and sent you 205 because you said you're a Mets fan. All right, thank him.
That's a bonus. Between that and Funyuns sent your way, you're pretty good to go.
Hey, did you watch the All-Star game?
Yes.
What narcotic do you think Chapman's on? That's got to be speed or cocaine. No human being sweats like that before they even show up to the mound. I've never seen a human being sweat the way he did since Dwight Gooden back in the 80s. That guy is dripping wet, just sitting there. It's the most uncomfortable thing to watch, the sweat pouring out of him. He's not fat, so, and it ain't 100 degrees. So he's got
a good question. It's a good
he's
question.
He's jacked on something.
Dwight Gooden, he had a little bit of a problem at that point, I think it was. But I had a teammate. His name was Dennis Reyes, and his nickname was actually Big Sweat. And we would play anywhere. It would be Chicago beginning of the year, Jim, and he'd be sitting out there in the bullpen, no jacket on, sweating. It was unbelievable. And this Big
and
Sweat,
he was fat.
Dude, he was fat.
He
was big.
Listen, I went through my fatso stages. We sweat. Fat people sweat. We get under our boobs. We get under our arms. We get under our belly button. Chapman ain't fat. He's not fat, though.
Yeah, there was something,
going on there. He's dead hormones or something, but... All right. Well, boy, this guy, I've never seen anyone sweat so much in my life.
Jim Brewer will be here in St. Louis.
Hey, you got to do what you got to do. Yeah, you got to do what you got to do. As long as he's not taking a needle in the butt of
him. Whatever works, exactly. Jim Brewer is going to be at the pageant on the 17th. Jim, a couple of months ago, you released a new comedy album on iTunes, Brewer Live from Portland. How much has your business changed with the advent of iTunes? It used to be comedians all had CDs. How much different is it now with iTunes and then with Comedy Central Radio, too? How has it changed for you?
It definitely keeps your name out there, and it keeps your recognition out there. And when I did the live from Portland, to be dead honest with you, it wasn't planned, which kind of makes it special. It's I was touring with Metallica, and we were doing a couple of us and the crew were doing food drives, feeding homeless. And before we went there, we had 3 days off in Portland. And about 3 weeks before we went there, we got on the phone and said, hey, do we want to do a food drive in Portland? And Jim, can you do a show there? And I went, 3 weeks from now, you want me to book something now? So I booked a comedy club
Thank God it sold out. And it was really, I was working on certain areas of life that were kind of touchy, mortality and spirituality and stuff like that. And I went for it that night because I was just, just kind of working on it. And it was more about the food drive that night. I said, hey, you bring cans of food, just take my merch. Just my wife was, get this merch out of the house. Well, I don't give it to people who need food. So when the show was over, I felt really good about what I did. My hand of God, I had this kid that was following me around on tour, and he would film everything and put up on social media. He said, hey, just to let you know, I recorded tonight professionally. I said, well, I know, dummy. We do that every night. He went, no. I mean audio, like if you want to make a record. I went, record? Why would I? So I was kind of confused by him. And he gave it to my manager, and 3 weeks later, he said, did you listen to your Portland? Well, no, because we got an amazing, amazing comedy album. What? Portland? The night in Portland. He said, it's unbelievable. The stuff you talked about with your father and this and that. And I went, wow, is it really? He goes, yes, it's becoming an album. Really? So that's how the album was made. But as far as iTunes and downloading, that's the world now. It's a little easier for me. I don't have to sell records at shows. But I just played Europe. It was so weird to be in a place like Denmark, and they know bits, and they're requesting routines from YouTube and iTunes that they download. That blows my mind.
Cool.
Yeah. Very cool. That was a long answer, and I apologize if we went into commercial time.
That was awesome.
Are we in commercial time?
No, not yet. Yeah. It doesn't matter right now.
We don't have that many sponsors.
Going, wrap them up.
No, we can keep going.
Oh, my God. Homeless. Enough already. Get back to the Mets. Fuck.
No, we got a couple of things here. Ron has one.
Okay, so I'm always curious about people who have been in the business for a long time. And maybe when you were first getting really well known, you're known for a particular thing, and it's been so long, and you just kind of want to forget about it, but maybe people keep bringing it up to you. How many people ask you to do Goat Boy?
Everyone.
And do you hate it?
Everyone, every show. And I embraced that a while ago, now the new thing is, I find a way to sneak it in the show in a way that you didn't see it coming. So, for instance, there was a part of the tour, the last time I was touring, where I told this whole story of going to see Billy Joel, which is a true story. And long story short, it's on video and all that jazz. I brought my daughter to go see Billy Joel. And next thing you know, the people that got his ticket said, do you want to meet him? What? Oh, my God, yeah. And we meet Billy Joel, and I tell this whole story. It's all true. And then it leads to him going, come up on stage with me tonight. This thing shook me all night long. What? What do you want me to do? And then right before he introduces me, and it's all on video, he goes, so we have a special guest. Crowd goes nuts. And he goes, and that's when I realized, man, they're going to be disappointed when he says, hey. And he goes, you may know him as Goat Boy. I'm like, Goat Boy? And the only things in the world said, are you kidding me? And then I go into a whole tangent of when I do die, which I hope it's not for a while, that's my biggest fear. You know, all the things I accomplished in my lifetime, wherever, mostly home, mostly good faith stuff, family man, morals, whatever in stand-up comedy. It's going to come to Jim Brewer, and they're going to show 2 seconds of me going, and that's it. It's over. That's the memory.
Next, 17 people were shot today. And
that's it. That's what it all comes down to. That's my walk this way. And that's fine. If that's what gets everyone to buy a ticket, that's fine.
It could be worse. We hope you'll buy a ticket to Jim Brewer at the Pageant July 17th. He'll be at the Cardinal game against the Pirates that day as well. Great stuff. Hey, we appreciate you taking some time with us, and we look forward to having you here in town.
Always love talking to you guys. Have a good one. Let's go, Mets. Get us out of the cellar. Take care.
Jim Brewer on 101 ESPN. Coming up, most athletes celebrate a new contract by buying a house or a car. But that's not the case for Thomas Bryant of the Wizards. That's next before With All Due Respect on 101 ESPN.